The government has raised the threat level from yellow to orange, the second highest spot on the five-color alert scale. Department of Homeland Security Undersecretary Asa Hutchinson says the decision was based on the recent terrorist bombings in Saudi Arabia and Morocco, and in conjunction with intelligence reports concerning anti-U.S. terrorist groups.
Al-Qaeda remains the principal threat, but the threats also emanate from other anti-U.S. terrorist groups, regional extremist organization, and even ad hoc disgruntled groups or individuals not connected with existing terrorist organizations.
Mike Swetnam is head of the Potomac Institute for Policy Studies and formerly with the CIA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do authorities know of specific attacks? Is that why they raised the threat level?
I don't think that there is information that indicates exactly where the next attack will be. We don't have the most specific information, but there clearly is intelligence and information that indicates that there are activities afoot, and that the events of the last week indicate that the network is active and not just plotting new attacks, but carrying them out.
Is this connected to Al-Qaeda?
Oh, certainly, certainly. The last couple of attacks, the one in Saudi Arabia and in Morocco, were clearly Al-Qaeda attacks. The one in Saudi Arabia by the network itself, the one in Morocco by an associated group. But all in all, this is the work of Al-Qaeda, and clearly the network is very, very active and not nearly as disabled as we had hoped.
Exactly. If Al-Qaeda is still a threat, how effective has the war on terrorism been?
Well, we have made some progress, but not as much as we'd like to make. It's important to note that we have frozen about one-third of Al-Qaeda's assets. We've been able to capture about 20% of their army, if you will, those about 15,000 that were trained in Afghanistan. And we've been able to capture or kill about 40% of the leadership. But this is a network that, with about three-quarters of its assets remaining, is very capable of planning and carrying out serious attacks all over the world.
Did the war in Iraq raise the possibility for more terrorist attacks?
Yes and no. While the war was being conducted, there were lots of images of Americans shooting at women and children, or images that portrayed that, at least, in Iraq, and that serves the purpose of Al-Qaeda. That serves the purpose to raise and increase hatred for the United States in the Arab world. So there was no reason to attack during the war. But when the war was over and there were images of the Iraqi people embracing the United States and positive images of the United States on the airwaves, then again was the time for Al-Qaeda to take action to try and turn the tide of public opinion.
Doesn't raising the threat level just increase panic?
It's a tremendous policy question. If you raise the level needlessly, you create panic. If you raise the level too often, you create malaise and just it doesn't mean anything. But if you don't raise the level and there is a terrorist incident, you can be accused of not alerting the public.
And just what is the public supposed to do with that information?
Well, I'm not so sure that it does an awful lot for the public. It does help law enforcement to go to a higher state. What happens around the federal buildings is they go to a 12-hour schedule and they increase the number of law enforcement officers. So it has a tremendous effect on the law enforcement community, and it is hoped that it has a deterrent effect on the terrorists. It makes them think that we're watching a little bit more closely, and therefore it'll deter them from attacking us at that point. But overall, it doesn't do much more for the public than just let them know that this is going on.
Thank you very much.
Anytime.
Mike Swetnam is head of the Potomac Institute for Policy Studies.